Mr. President and Director General, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Over the last decade, the Millennium Development Goals have helped to drive the eradication of poverty and to further human development. Much progress has been achieved, but many challenges remain. Health is central to people's lives. It is a human right and is fundamental to sustainable, inclusive growth and development, as well as to poverty eradication. It is critical in addressing hunger and undernutrition. Investing in health is also good economics. It helps tackle the root causes of underdevelopment, poverty, and instability. Therefore, we believe health should be a cornerstone of the post-2015 agenda. We welcome the discussions held during the UN-led thematic consultation, which have helped to lay out a possible framework for the place of health in the post-2015 agenda. The WHO and its member states have played, and must continue to play, a crucial role in ensuring that health is recognized as an essential theme within and across the overall post-2015 development framework. In order to ensure a consistent and harmonized approach, it will be important to achieve convergence between the commitments made at the Rio Plus 20 conference in June 2012, in particular, the work of the Open Working Group to develop sustainable development goals and the discussions taking place on the review of the Millennium Development Goals. This will allow us to move forward in a strategic way. We believe that we should set out a single overarching post-2015 framework that recognizes that poverty eradication and sustainable development are mutually reinforcing and interlinked. The framework should therefore be universal, but based on national ownership, taking into account different national contexts, capacities, and levels of development, while at the same time respecting the national policies and priorities. It should put the progressive reduction of inequalities at the center and ensure the voices of the poorest are heard and their needs prioritized. It should build upon the current Millennium Development Goals, including by addressing their weaknesses. It should reflect the new global economic and political landscape and recognize the roles of new actors in both the public and private spheres. It should also be holistic in its approach, reflecting the three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, social, and environmental, while recognizing the full potential of their interrelatedness. It should acknowledge the cross-sector linkages between health and other themes, taking into account social, economic, and environmental determinants of health. We also believe the inclusion of quality and quantity indicators to support the 2015 post-framework is critical, given that one of the key strengths of the Millennium Development Goals was the focus on measuring progress towards achievement of the agreed goals. The European Union commits to proactive engagement in the post-2015 processes and inclusive dialogue with national governments, civil society, and international partners. We must do our utmost to ensure global cooperation and political commitment to address the interrelated global challenges that we now all face. Finally, the European Union will continue to lead in development cooperation. Even in these financially difficult times, we envisage that at least 20% of the European Union's multi-annual aid budget 2014 to 2020 will be devoted to human development and social inclusion, including health. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.